Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Doc Who Pod. I'm Josh, joined with joined with me as always is my co-host Jack.
Hello there.
And co-host Bradley Fuller. Right, this week we're back with Vampires of Venice. And if you'll allow me, I'd like to start this one off with a question, please. What episode am I describing? So, it's an episode with a slightly larger TARDIS team. The aliens are disguised as humans. The planet's gone. They offer the Doctor to help them in a monologue where the Doctor and the main villain starts at opposite ends of the room and there's maybe a swimming pool or a throne chair or something in front of them. A noble side character blows themselves up in a sacrifice and the whole thing's set in a skull.
Oh, school reunion.
School reunion, yeah. But no, I'm not. I'm talking about Vampires of Venice.
Gasp.
I don't know. I've now got to go. Can you say those things again? And I can think about like Vampires of Venice.
Slightly larger TARDIS team. So we've got Rory joins us this time, and we've got Sarah Jane and Mickey and Thingy. Aliens disguised as humans. So they're Frilitanes. Now, this one, they're like this. Their planet is gone. So they've relocated to Earth. So there's one scene where the Doctor is talking to, I don't know what her name is, I'm going to call her Mummy, and they start at opposite ends of the room and they get slowly, slowly closer together until she says, "You can help me and we could be so much," which is exactly the same as David Tennant and Anthony Head standing at the opposite ends of the swimming pool and then they talk around and then he goes, "You could help me." A noble side character blows themselves up. The dad of Isabella blows himself up. Obviously, K9 blows himself up. And it's set in a skull.
Yeah, give me that.
Do you want to hear the weirdest thing, though?
What?
Go on.
Same writer.
Wow.
The man's got one idea.
Paid twice for that.
That's mad, though, isn't it? Come on.
Yeah. When you said that last week, obviously, because we're now next week recording. You said that there was a lot of copy and paste for this episode. I was trying to think what. Fair play. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I was. It really, I sort of clocked it, I think, when he blew. No, so I clocked it when Doctor and the mum are talking. And I was like, oh, this is giving the same vibes. And then I Googled it and it was the same writer. And then all of those other things came up. But properly cut and paste, right?
Well, what's interesting as well is we were watching this and at the end, Brad went, the ending's really similar to Daleks in Manhattan.
Did I?
Oh.
Yeah. So he has to climb up. There's like a big storm thing.
Oh, yeah.
He has to climb up. And do you remember? Because I said, oh, he's going to lose the screwdriver, drop it down the building, but it's only going to land on the ledge below.
Yeah, that's a very derivative ending. He didn't, unfortunately, no. But yeah, so there you go. That was just my fun little way of starting this off. We're looking at Vampires of Venice this week, everybody. Welcome back. I don't think there's any Who news to do this week. Does anybody have any?
Nope.
No, you both stole my thunder last week, so it's all good.
So let's jump in to the episode then. It starts off, a man offers his daughter to a school.
You've missed a bit.
Have I?
You always ask about to do it in a sentence.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Oh, wow. I'm
trying
to rush through
this show.
Wow. Poor form. We'll edit that out. So we're doing Vampires of Venice this week in a sentence, boys.
Who's going first?
JP, you can start.
All right. I said a mystery that fell flat on its face just like the Acolyte.
Yeah, houses. Brad?
The most forgettable episode of Doctor Who so far.
Wow.
That's looking not fucking true, but yeah, sure.
It's not. There's no way it's true. We will break into it in a minute. I'm going to say the longest episode of Doctor Who. I looked at how much longer was left at the halfway mark. Well, what I assumed was the ending. And there was still 15 minutes left of this episode. It's like, fuck me. This is dragging. But let's jump straight in. Starts off with father offering daughter to the school with the most sexually predatorial man you've ever seen. No father in history is leaving his daughter with that man. But this one
I
does because he's
agree.
desperate for a better life.
The thing though, because he says, "Oh, I'm a boat builder, so I'm poor." I was like, "You're in Venice, man. You're probably fucking
Yeah,
raking it."
you should be the most in-demand person in Venice.
Yeah, like, and then just you get the old fucking Nancy walk past and go, "Oh yes, I like her." It's like Jesus Christ, this
Yeah.
hits harder after the P
You said
Diddy.
the thing, I've
Brilliant,
got to
yeah.
say, if there's ever a Doctor Who villain that I want to go up against, it's these vampires, to be fair.
Why?
Because they're fucking unreal.
Oh yeah.
Even the great late Helen McCrory.
Oh,
What
I
are you
knew you'd
talking about?
like her.
Wait, are you saying you want to go up against them because you think they're fit?
Yes.
You do realize they're 15 in this.
Oh dear.
They're not 15. The actors aren't 15.
Yeah, but they're playing characters that are 15.
But the actors aren't, so it's fine. They've got their boobs out. Also, I'm not sure that that's true. When do they ever say that they're 15 years
They
old?
mentioned that girl, the girl at the start, they mentioned that she's 15. This
Yeah,
is
that
it's 17, isn't
one
it?
girl.
I thought it was 17.
That's all
It
right
could
then.
also be 17.
That's
I would like to
great though,
go
is it, mate?
on. That's all
It's
right
not
then.
great.
I would like to go on the record and say when I made my previous comment, I didn't realize they are all 15. And if they are 15, they're not fit. However, they are fit.
God, I think I'm gonna have to quit this podcast for a couple of months
How much of this is going to stay in? Who knows? Right, let's move it on from P. Diddy's party to strippers in a cake. Probably the same thing. I think that's quite funny, the doctor in the cake. I think that's brilliant, actually.
Can we just talk
Yeah, that
about the
was quite
drunken
good.
voice message he leaves alone?
The what?
Rory, like the scene
Oh,
opens with
yes.
him leaving it. I mean, what a fucking wet wipe he is, but he's probably being a wet wipe because he knows he's punching.
He is a proper simp in this episode, isn't he? Maybe
Yeah.
the original simp. I think you might have even said that when we first met him.
The OG simp.
He is. I think his development throughout the time we see him is pretty good. I don't remember him always being this much of a wet blanket. But yeah, like
Or
if you
Rory.
ever catch me doing that on a night out, lads, fucking slap my phone out of my hands.
I'd do anyway.
Yeah. So the doctor pops out of the cake. It's very funny. I even quite like his line, "You're a lucky guy, she's a great kisser." Because it's meant with like the purest of intentions, but it's such a wanky thing to say.
He also says
Yeah.
so just he just says it before as well about oh there's a girl outside in a bikini, her name's Lucy, she's very nice. She's
Get
also
her a jumper,
diabetic.
yeah.
Like I
Oh,
was
yeah,
just like, oh,
diabetic.
she's diabetic. I'm like, okay,
Why did you
fair
need
enough.
to say that?
I love
But
it.
I've got to say though, there's always this one time that you always see an extra go extra, right? There's always like some you'll see an extra in the background like doing something. So, but one of my favorite ones is Spider-Man 3, I think it is. And you see that lady go absolutely fucking berserk on the stage, right? If you've not seen it, look it
I'll
up. It's fucking
Google
hilarious. But there's a guy that's not even in a stag t-shirt. He's just an older guy with like kind of gray hair and like a biker thing, and he just starts like rubbing his hands together and almost like licking his lips when they wheel the cake in. And I'm like, oh my God, like,
That's some good extra acting there, to be fair.
yeah.
So yeah, that leads us on to the premise of this episode. Doctor and no, sorry, Amy and Rory on a date with each other. They go to Venice, obviously, 1580, and we get use of the sake paper, which we haven't had for a while, and then get quite a lot of use in this episode.
Actually, sorry to interrupt. Before we go that way, I wanted to get your boys' opinion on this because they then cut to the TARDIS where the doctor's like kind of welding something below and Amy and Rory are talking and he says about, oh, I'm sending you on a date anywhere you want. Did that not feel like that came halfway in a scene?
Not
Because
from
to
memory. I think it's quite an abrupt cut, but
yeah, it was just like suddenly they were in the pub. And then they're there, and the doctor's already talking. And it was, I feel like there was, I'm guessing they must have edited it out because of timing or something like that. But it felt like there was a start to that scene that they
I don't know if I just forgot, but has there been a scene of Rory realizing the TARDIS is big on the inside?
It's
That's
after this
what
bit, yeah.
Jack's talking about, I think.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it should.
I
So
don't
he's in
remember
it, and
how
then
he reacts, though.
yeah,
He
he
doesn't.
says he's been looking it up, so he's not that surprised.
All right. Looking it up on Clive's Facebook or something.
Pretty much, he says he's been researching all things parallel universes, alien invasions, all this sort of stuff. So he says it's probably another dimension.
Weird.
Yeah, well, we are well placed to review episodes if we can't even remember them. So strap in, we're in for a good episode here, guys.
Told you, most forgettable episode so far.
It is pretty forgettable. So Doctor Rory and Amy, they go off on their little adventure. The Doctor investigates because he sees the dad shouting at her kid, or shouting at his kid who now doesn't remember him. We cut to Rory and Amy taking photos of each other. We never see that in Doctor Who. I love that. That's brilliant.
Yeah, you would though, wouldn't you? Like,
Abso-fucking-lutely.
no, I quite like that.
If you could go anywhere and have a selfie taken, where are you going?
Oh, I would. Where would I go? I'd go to Stonehenge as it was being built.
That is boring.
No, it's not, because then you
That's
could
a
go back and you'd be
boring
like,
selfie.
no, that's not, because you could be like, look, this is how it was built. Nobody knows how it was built.
But it's just going to be people moving rocks.
Is it though?
Probably.
All right then. Similarly, along that line, but a bit more interesting, I would go back to when Donna goes to see the Big Bang and takes a selfie from the TARDIS door to see the Big Bang.
Okay, fair enough. Have you ever tried to take a selfie at night?
At
You
least while it
do
was
at
during the day.
night.
But
Well, it's going to be
because you're
fucking
going to be in
dark, isn't it? You're in
space.
space.
Yeah, but you're also in a TARDIS that has lights.
Nah, if you've ever tried to take a selfie like, you'll know you'll just get your blurry face and you won't be able to see what's in the background. I
Well,
would
I've got a
take a
black on
picture.
another
I would
time, so.
take a selfie at one of Hitler's marches, I reckon.
Why? Why?
Why not? Just everybody with their hand in the air, get a little selfie with Hitler. I think that'd be quite a cool thing to hang up.
We've all given terrible answers there, I won't lie.
Yeah, we've not
No,
done great.
great.
We've not done great. With
Mine
a dinosaur.
enhances
Why
the
has no
human
one said with a
undertone.
dinosaur?
Well, because we know what a dinosaur's look like.
No, we don't. Not really. Do they have feathers? Do they not have feathers? Nobody knows. Jurassic
Oh,
Park's
yeah. Yeah, but
ruined it
also, if you
for us.
showed someone a picture of you with a dinosaur, they'd just say you've taken that at Jurassic World or something.
No, you're absolutely right. But if you showed them the Big Bang, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's legit.
Yeah, they probably would because no one's ever seen it before. And
What?
they'd see that you're in space.
Fuck's sake.
They go,
You
your
can
place is
tell it's
really nicely
getting
lit. Someone's just gone in someone's back garden and put some stones up.
Oh, Christ on a
Oh, what
bike.
about the pyramids? There you go. You could go to when they were being built
The
as
things that
well.
still exist,
Yeah,
you could go
but
to
like
now.
again,
Something
how
that
they're
you can
being built
still
then?
get a selfie with.
Yeah, but they're not being built now, are they?
Oh, God.
Right, okay. So they're taking the photos of each other. That's lovely. You never see that. The Doctor, I've honestly, this episode's so boring. My notes are all over the place. I've then just got a note that says, I want to be killed by five sexy vampires. I don't know when in the
Oh.
episode that's talking about. I didn't know they were
Do
15 at the
any of that to
time.
your 5, 15-year-old vampires?
Would you like me to? Would you like me to? Re so that's the bit where he goes into the kind of the catacombs, and they do that really great shot where he looks in the mirror and they're not behind
Yes.
him, and then turns around and they
Yes.
are.
Yeah,
I
good
quite like
shot
that.
that. Yeah, good shot.
Yeah.
I credit where credit's due. This episode explains the myth behind vampires, and you can't see them, their reflection because the perception filter doesn't know. All of that. I love it when they make sci-fi the responsibility for like a myth. Like all of that's excellent. Like you said, excellent shot. That's a good reason why we believe that vampires can't be seen. Yeah, all of that's a thumbs up. It's a shame it's in such a shit episode. Maybe you'll be able to fill me in here, Jack. It sounds like you remember this more than both of us. I've got a note here that says Rory skulking away from the gunpowder is funny.
No, I don't remember him
But yeah, when
skulking
he's sitting
away.
on it and they say about it, and then he's like, oh, I'm scared of it.
That
Oh,
feels
yeah,
like that's
true.
at the end of the episode, though. I don't know what
No,
that's
yeah,
like the fourth note that
mid-episode.
I've got.
Yeah, mate,
It's
you've
obviously
been
before the guy
fucking.
kills himself.
Yeah, you've been all over the gaff, mate, honestly.
It is an awful episode, though.
No, I'll go on. You lead.
No, well, I was just going to complain about Amy being a bitch. So you go first and then I'll go.
You know what? I was going to say a similar thing. I kind of feel like Amy's leading Rory on here because she goes from like kind of literally jumping the doctor's not like, bones.
Yep.
So then she's like, oh, come on, let's go on a nice romantic, like kind of getaway and everything like that. And then she's like, and then Rory's like, oh, did you miss me? She just kind of like does that friendly punch and she's like, oh, yeah, of course. The only
Yep.
thing that was missing was pal, you know, just going,
Yeah,
oh, yeah, of
yeah,
course, pal. Like, it's just, I don't know, so hit or miss, you know what I mean? I just feel like poor Rory's being led on. But then he's a wet wipe, so, you know,
He is a
he's a
wet
wet
one, but
wipe.
there's even the thing about he's like he's called she's calling the doctor her fiance, but calling Rory her brother. Like you realize you're here to try
Yeah,
and
that's
fix
weird.
your relationship, don't you?
It is
Just
a bit
not a
weird, but
fan. Not a fan of either of them, to be honest. He's a wet blanket and she's a bit of a cunt.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't go that harsh, but yeah, sure. But no, the thing I did like though, all through the episode, they were dropping little hints that they weren't actually vampires.
Yes.
So the first one is where she it kind of she sees the psychic paper and then she sees immediately through the psychic paper and I'm like, hold on, what then you're supposed to be a vampire, like how I'm like the vampires not have like psychic abilities or some shit. And then it kind of you get a little bit of a glimpse where Amy kicks the projection thing. What's it
Yeah.
called?
Perception filter.
That's it, the perception filter. And then you kind of get that little bit of a glimpse. And again, you got the kind of the cleric in the background is just like, what the fuck was that? Like, you know, which is quite cool. But yeah, and again, like the whole thing where like it was like that fake tension because Amy gets bit on the neck, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh shit, she's going to be a vampire. Like, how are they going to get out of that one? And then
He
the
just
doctor's just
sonics
like,
it.
yeah. And then he's just like, oh yeah, no, they were just sort of try to drain her, but they literally didn't get anything, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, not a fan of all of that, to be honest.
Okay.
There's a, so
Yeah.
if they infiltrate with Rory as the brother, that's quite a funny bit. And she's like, oh, the imbecile, all of that's quite funny. When they come out, though, the dad of Isabella is where, why is he wearing Rory's stag top?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to
They
swap
swapped.
disguises, don't they?
Yeah, they swapped disguises.
But he lives in Venice. Why doesn't he go and put some of his other own clothes on?
Because
Good
that
point.
would have been funny.
They're in his house for most of it. I don't understand.
No, does this house not get, don't they get attacked in his house when they say,
After
yard?
this, way after
Is that
this.
after this?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh.
They get attacked when he blows himself up at the end.
Oh. Go ahead.
Anyway, thought that was odd. Again, I'm all over that. I don't know where this all fits together, but I've got a note here that says, you kissed her back? No, I kissed her mouth. I think that's Rory and the doctor underneath in the catacombs trying to get to Rory. Trying to, oh, yeah. So they're breaking in the evening to Amy and they're having a
Yeah.
go. That's a funny line, that whole you kissed her back. No, I kissed her mouth. But
Yeah.
it leads on to Amy unlocking the secret entrance, getting caught and getting taken away to be punished. Even though she's caught in the act, he doesn't lock the door again. Would you not?
Would ruin it,
Yes,
obviously. Kind of a miss thing, isn't it? Yeah.
irritating, annoying. And then obviously you talked about a bit with her getting sucked for no reason.
That was
I
quite.
liked her
I was
little
gonna.
Ofsted joke though.
What was
Yeah,
that?
that
I
was quite
missed
good.
that. I said, what was it? I missed that.
Oh, I think she gets caught. She's being interrogated about the psychic paper. And she goes, who are you? And Amy's like, oh, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Oh, I'm from Ofsted. And I was like, oh, you don't hear Ofsted said very often anymore, do you?
No, that's true. That's
Because
true.
we're not in school anymore.
Nice to have a little
That's
Ofsted
also true,
reference. And then Rory's shouting at the doctor, and he's like, you just try and make people impress you, and blah, 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 which is just the same speech that Davros does in whatever episode it is, where he's like, you make people into soldiers. So it's sort of like, yeah, we've seen this before, sort of fine with it. The CGI scorpion fish thing, that's a shame. Keep them as people, I think. It doesn't look very good. Do we like the design?
Yeah, it was creepy. I suppose it made sense. They look like fish things, so they live in water and they need moisture. But I feel like they kind of went over the top with it a bit. They were just like, right, we're going to make this as alien as possible. Give it no human features.
Yeah, it's too much in it. And it is just CGI as well. That's what I dislike the most about these sort of episodes. Brad, did you like it?
No, I also wasn't a fan. I wasn't a fan of the stupid, you know, the thing that gets damaged. It's like the thing that's attached to her waist. Like,
Yeah,
why
the
is that so
perception needle
easily
thing.
accessible to be damaged, sort of thing? Like, it's just a stupid place to have it. I just thought, well, it was stupid. I don't like this episode.
What you saying, like, tuck it in like a pocket or something, you
Yeah.
know? Yeah. They'll
So
clip it on a
solves a
sideburn.
lot of the issues, to be honest.
Just don't have it somewhere easily kicked, I think is the answer. So we
Exactly.
then get the monologue between Helen McCrory and the Doctor, which I think is pretty good, actually. Like I said, it's a little bit derivative, but it's quite interesting. Both amazing actors. A couple of Easter eggs are dropped.
Well, the cracks, I got that one.
Cracks, one more
I mean, you can
mentioned.
pretty safely say that in every episode before it's dark,
It's
can't you?
not the most subtle one in the world, but there is another one that was mentioned here. Did you get it, Brad?
I vaguely remember something coming up, but I can't remember now.
The
What was it?
silence.
Oh yeah, Silence will fall. Yeah,
Silence will fall.
I still think I don't still don't know if that was last week or this week. There is still a nod to the 50th anniversary.
I don't know. I missed it. You're going to have to look it up, even though we'll immediately
Something
forget as soon as we get off
I
air.
don't. This isn't going to give anything away, but it's something to do with the moment.
Well, I don't know. I didn't pick up on
Don't
anything like
remember.
that.
I'm sure I did.
You'd have to go
Okay.
back and check. It's at this point where they're all sat around the table in his house just before it gets run raided. But I was like, oh my God, there is still 15 minutes left of this episode. Like, it's so fucking slow.
Boring.
And then, yeah, they attack. They're not vampires, they're fish from space. Rory says they smell at some point. That's upsetting because they are so attractive as long as they're not 15. If they smelt of fish, that would be so disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't lived by the seaside for ages, have you? So,
I met a woman today. I was on a transfer with her, and she was this rocket of a Russian woman, but she had the worst fucking coffee breath in the world. It was just immediately like, I can't even have a conversation with you. So smelling of fish would not be ideal.
yeah.
What did we think? Because it caught me off guard. By the way, I could remember basically fuck all from this episode. I think I've made this might be my least watched episode of Doctor Who, other than the
Probably
Olympics
mine as
one.
well.
His sacrifice, I know we obviously joked about it being like canine, came out of nowhere for me, to be fair.
It
Was it
felt
even necessary?
unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he is sort of the one that saves the day in the end because
Kind
he
of, I
gets rid of
guess.
all of those women, which means they can't reproduce. Like,
Yeah, plus
this
the
is one of
daughter's
those
gone,
ones
so
where
you might
it's
as
not.
well.
Yeah, this is one of the only sacrifices, I think, where it actually means something. If all of
Yeah.
those women were still around, the doctor wouldn't, it wouldn't have mattered if the doctor had stopped the storm or not. They'd have jumped in the water and reproduced. Like, he saves the day and they don't even mention him again after this. It's mad.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, his daughter's death was a bit fucking stupid. Arr, walk the plank, shiver me timbers, you know.
Yeah, that I didn't expect her to die though.
Yeah, I mean, it was the whole. I knew she was fucked when she was like, oh, I'm Venetian, we know how to swim. And I was like, oh, Christ.
If they're being made for the people who are in the water, then how does going in the water die?
I think
No,
she
she is
wasn't
eating
ready
life.
yet.
She wasn't really yet, so they killed her. Okay.
Yeah, I think is what they're getting at. Or she still looked human when she went in the water, because that's how the mum dies in the end,
Yeah,
isn't it?
maybe. Maybe, yeah.
So yeah, that all came as a bit of a surprise. And then it starts raining. There's a sword fight. Excitement, but very boring. All of this ending is nothing to me. Like, Jack, I think you mentioned that Brad had said it's the same ending in Daleks as Manhattan, which is boring as shit anyway, let alone seeing it for the second time. Doesn't do anything for me in the slightest, to be honest.
Me neither.
I think because we'd seen it before, that's the problem.
Oh, did you feel the
Like, oh.
excitement?
No. Just because we'd seen it before in Daleks in Manhattan, it was like, oh, the doctor's having to climb up to the top of a spire to, do
Stop a
something.
storm.
And yeah.
Stop a storm, yeah. Even Rory's sword fight, it's nothing. You're with a broom, you should be
Oh.
decapitated immediately. And yet,
Yeah.
this man vampire fish thing has been in the sun the entire episode with not even as much as an umbrella to protect him. Yet Amy flashes her fucking mirror at him and he dies immediate quickest death in all of Doctor Who, I think.
Yeah, again, I don't know, I felt they did that because of the plot.
Yeah, exactly. And they needed to give Rory a little action scene so that we like him.
Even though we still
Yeah.
don't.
General consensus is we don't like Rory.
Still a wet blanket.
Still a wet blanket. Still a wet blanket. That's it. The silence, I think, get mentioned again at the end. But I've got fuck all else to say about this episode, to be honest. I don't think it's the worst episode of Doctor Who yet. I just think it's the most boring.
It's down there. It's right down the bottom for me.
Nah, Unicorn and the Wasp was worse.
Unicorn on the
No,
Wasp was worse. The
I
Olympics one
didn't
was
believe that
worse.
was you. No, disagree. I like that one.
No, you like the council work in
Ichabod
it.
something. Yeah, I'm on a council.
There's definitely worse episodes than this, but this for me is just, it's bad because it's nothing.
Yeah,
There's
nothing happens.
exact, even in the bad ones, there's something interesting to talk about. There is nothing, there's nothing we can really take the piss out of. There's nothing,
Yeah.
exciting to talk about. It's just nothing.
The biggest thing for me, I think, is how weak the villains are. Like, if you think the potential, vampires should be a really good villain. Yeah, they just don't do anything. They walk around slowly and they're not really a threat. Like, I really like Tooth and Claw. I know you werewolf and that's sort of like supernatural base as well. And that's great. That werewolf was scary. These vampires
Yeah.
just aren't scary.
I
Because they're
will
not
give you
vampires,
that.
they're
Tooth
space
and Claw
fish.
is better than this. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I just want to go on the record. I didn't not like Tooth and Claw, I just thought it was okay. Like,
I loved it.
nah,
Loved
it's a
it.
dead episode. Dead episode. But it's
No, it's
way better
not.
than this. And you're right, they do a werewolf properly. This doesn't do
Yeah.
vampires properly. Even there's no
And things we're
blood
what, like
dripping from
4 years on
someone's
with the
mouth.
CGI and stuff? Yeah, there's no blood or anything in this.
But no. So that's a good point on the CGI there. Vampires aren't fish monsters. Like,
Yeah.
I think we say this all the time. If you want them to be fish monsters from outer space, just put some like prosthetic gills or something on them. Don't have them transform into this weird fucking CGI thing. Vampires can be creepy.
Why
Yeah.
are they vampires? I still don't really know why they're vampires.
I like the idea that this is where the myth from vampires comes from.
Don't
But I don't even know if that lines up. I don't know when the whole, the first
know. I
Nosferatu
think
and
so.
everything was. Was the myth of vampires before this or I'd have to be after this, right?
Don't know.
I don't know, because it was like in like Transylvania and Pennsylvania and that, wasn't it?
First mention of vampires. 1047 AD.
Yeah, so it's way
Wowzers.
before.
Way before that. So, yeah, if they'd have predated this a bit and said this is where the myth for vampires comes from, because it's an alien that has most of the tendencies, but actually it isn't, then I'd have been like, yes, I love that. But no, it doesn't do it for me at all, I'm afraid. Like I said, not the worst episode we've seen. I don't even know if I'd go so far as saying it's an actively bad episode. It's just so dead. So I'm going to kick things off. Hate it.
No way,
Ooh.
really?
Bradley?
Yeah, for me, it's a hate it as well. I know you're saying you don't think it's the worst or actively bad, but for me, I personally don't think there's another episode I'd rather not rewatch. I couldn't get into this at all. I think I was on my phone for half of it. I know what happens around of it, but I can't get into it. It's so boring. It's so slow. It's so pointless. It's
I
just
agree.
really not fun.
I agree. Jack?
You know what? I've got to agree with both of you. I said to Brad, I turned around and said to Brad at the end, I was just like, I don't know what it was, but I just didn't engage with it at all.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason I've got notes is because I sat there on my phone watching it with a set of headphones. So I had to watch it. I couldn't watch anything else. I was on the train, so what else am I going to watch? But when I was sitting down watching it, like, when we watched it for the first time, I just completely zoned out. I was like, nah, not interested.
Yeah, I
But
agree.
it's not the worst episode, and I wouldn't say it was like, an awful episode, but I think Brad hit the nail on the head there. It's not an episode that I would go, oh, I'd really just sit down and watch that again.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, it's probably the funniest episode we've had so far, like in terms of actual jokes. The concept is interesting. It looks amazing, by the way. That whole Venice. Presumably they didn't go to Venice, but you don't doubt for a second that it's in
Yeah, true.
Venice. Like, all it is just missing something, and I'm not sure what it is. I think it's the writer, because the same thing can actually be said for School Reunion. It's technically, it
I
should be a
would
good
still rather
episode,
watch that,
but
though.
it, but do you know what I
I'm saying
mean?
I'd
It's
still.
same vibes. They're just a bit nothingy.
Yeah, plus, to be fair, if you watch School Reunion without Sarah Jane Smith, it's probably not as good.
Oh, it's nothing. Yeah, she makes that episode for sure. I'm jumping ahead. He's got a real mixed bag of episodes, to be fair. He does.
What else does he write?
He does the Husbands of River Song, apparently.
Oh, really? That's not a bad special, to be fair.
Apparently, he does The Lie of the Lad, which is one of the worst episodes from Peter Capaldi's
Don't know what
last
that is at
season.
all.
He does some good ones in, yeah,
Did you do
Town
any
Called
other Tenant ones?
Mercy. No,
That's a
just
bad
School
episode.
Reunion.
Town Called Mercy is awful.
School Reunion, Vampires of Venice, The God Complex, which isn't a bad one. Do you remember that one?
Vaguely,
They're in like the hotel and they've got the different rooms. That's a different fear.
yeah, vaguely,
That's not a
vaguely.
bad one. Then it's A Town Called Mercy. Then it's a Peter Capaldi two-parter and then a Peter Capaldi one-parter, which are okay. And then he does a Peter Capaldi one-parter and there's a Husbands of River Song. But yeah, I think anything to add for this episode?
Nothing.
No, not really. I mean, the next time looks interesting. What's the
Oh,
next time
yeah.
again?
So the Dream Lord, one
Oh, yes.
reality is real, one reality is fake. JP, do you think the reality of them in the TARDIS is the real one, or do you think the one where Rory's got a mullet and Amy's pregnant is the real one?
Not a fucking clue, mate. Honestly, so my notes were Amy Prager's Dream Lord. This looks like it's going to be complicated. I actually
People
can't
love this
remember which one's the
episode.
one anyway.
It's a very highly regarded episode. I'm actually looking forward to jumping into it again. Dobby is the villain. I love that.
Who?
Dobby.
Oh, I just think of
Dobby.
him as the guy from Captain America.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's what I
I
miss.
haven't seen
Didn't
Captain
realize he played
America.
Dobby, to be fair. You've
Yeah.
never
Wait,
seen
what?
Captain America?
I think, JP, didn't we half watch it together one time?
Oh
I
yeah,
think
was
I
that the
fell
second time I
asleep,
came
didn't
out of the
I?
bar site? Yeah. So
Yeah.
that, yeah. I've never seen
I
it.
always think of him, he's in one of the Sherlock episodes, you know, and he's got the rotting teeth.
Is he?
Yeah. In one of
What's
like
his
the more recent
name?
ones. Huh?
What's the actor's name? Toby
Toby
Baker.
something, yeah.
Toby
He's
what?
also Mr. Bates versus the Post Office. Did any of you watch that last year?
No, but I
Or
heard it was
this
very
year,
good.
maybe? Yeah, it was good actually. What's his name?
Toby
Toby.
Jones. Toby
Toby
Jones.
Jones.
Is he going
Dobby.
to play Dobby?
Yeah, mad, isn't it? Right, anyway, we're wrapping it up there. Sorry, this has probably been a shorter episode, but Josh is very tired and it's a shit episode.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks for
I didn't
listening,
miss.
guys.
Yeah. And on that shit note, no, it's all right. It was all right. It just wasn't the best. As I said, it fell flat.
It fell flat. Yeah, exactly. Happy to wrap it up there then.
Yeah.
Well, good night, everybody.
Goodbye.